Political watchers say Iowa's 3rd congressional district is one of the most competitive in the country. The incumbent, Republican David Young, has only served one term in Congress, and Democrats historically have larger turnouts during presidential election years. So Democrats say their candidate, Jim Maurer, has a shot at turning this district blue. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
Last night, Congressman David Young and challenger Jim Maurer faced each other in a debate hosted by KMA Radio in Shenandoah. Despite the high stakes, the two were civil. Maurer did take shots at Young for his support of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump, but the two rarely talked out of turn. This seemed to catch moderator Mike Peterson a little off guard.
I tell you what, gentlemen, you have done so well in staying to our format that we ran out of the original 12 questions we had written. Chris Wallace shouldn't have been this lucky. But we do have some bonus questions we're going to ask you about.
Maurer and Young have been hitting harder through negative campaign ads, and that's because it could be a close race. Some analysts are saying Iowa's 3rd district leans Republican, and others consider it a toss-up. The 3rd covers southwest Iowa and includes the state's most populous county, Democratic-leaning Polk, along with 15 other counties that range from purpley red to electric crimson. Donna Hoffman heads the Department of Political Science at the University of Northern Iowa. She says many potential voters in the 3rd will be influenced by the presidential race.
What we know about how voters make decisions in voting booths is that the most powerful cue that they have is, in fact, partisanship. And beyond that, they might get down to issues 3rd or even lower than that.
But if you're a voter who cares about the issues of congressional races, you should keep listening. Young says he wants to simplify the tax code, dismantle Obamacare, and opposes privatizing Social Security. He also discussed in last night's debate his concerns about the national debt and budget.
I'm on a bill called No Budget, No Pay. And it says this, if you don't get the budget done by the time set in law, well, you should have your pay withheld. I'm the only member of Congress to have my pay withheld, and it's a matter of principle because I believe, like most Iowans believe, you shouldn't be paid until you get the job done.
One area in which Young strays from some Republicans, including Donald Trump, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This ambitious and controversial trade agreement includes 12 Pacific Rim countries, though not China. Young says the TPP benefits Iowa farmers who want to sell their products internationally.
We need to get in there before China does. And we show some strength out there. China respects that. But the farmers I talk to, small manufacturers, they are looking for new markets and opportunities, and this can help.
Like a lot of Democrats, Maurer doesn't support the TPP.
That would continue to ship jobs overseas, that would empower China and empower their currency manipulation.
Some opponents of the TPP worry it will allow China to manipulate trade through its relationships with countries like Vietnam and Singapore that are a part of the pact. Maurer also says he wants to close corporate tax loopholes and overturn Citizens United. He supports comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship and wants to raise the federal minimum wage.
80% of folks who earn minimum wage in Iowa are adults over the age of 20. In many cases, they are supporting families. They're working a lot of part-time jobs. And there is a very, big need there. There is dignity in work. And you should not live in poverty if you work full-time in this country.
UNI's Donna Hoffman says because so many people dislike the two main presidential candidates, many may just not vote. And if enough people stay home, it could affect races like this one. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.